By a place called Bothagesh, outside Portmanic. There is a Garagwen farm there actually, isn't there's different opinions about whether that is
that's
the actual
right one, yeah.
But through the ages. But I reckon it is authentic in the sense that there was a Haptist there, you see, but how much connection there is between the deaf people and, you know, singing on his deathbed, playing the harp of his deathbed.
In Merneshire, I'm from the island.
A ship or a shoe, which would you say? How should I just say to you, hashoe or hashiv?
Hashiv.
Hashiv.
Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hashiv. Hash
Ilan Ish.
Inyer.
Inverness.
Anielen, Hira.
Oh.
The Shire.
Well, how miss your Mavanana?
Heisen. Ach, Brini, Shisha. Agus,
agus ha Bernard Navanana. Ha. Well, could ya?
Yeah, they're better company.
Yeah.
Because you've got a good fight.
Now get a little beast. Oh, get a my moored.
A cook on
Brini, Shisha.
On tail.
Ha.
A cook on tail, come.
Ha.
And Malau.
Malau?
Malau.
Oh, yes. It's the white one, that little
cat first hand. Ach, green is she, she could go, you know.
Fee chupan, the four chupan, the four chupan saucer.
Cat with a saucer.
And saucer. Chupan and the saucer.
Oh, it's my tea.
Oh, it's fine.
Ha hulum. She never knew.
She wouldn't know what
we're here. I'm still in
Banya. Hanil Mikhail Shuka.
Hanil.
Uh-huh.
I should go out of Banya.
Habanya.
They could be Gorish and Gilgain, wouldn't you? They could be Gorish.
Ach, the father look at this. Sir Jiffer. Ha Jiffer out.
Ha.
Very healthy than that sort of
thing. But if you have any Jiffer,
As eich kiet dela rysha gaelic. Cat dedan yn ysdiaw ni. Ier yn blas hyn. Di cat goris tri chonol yn ein chiet. As eich yn blas albana. As eich di gol me jas. Das keri yi. Ier na kiet yn cat goris yndesa. A kiet edda.
Kiet na gaeth am eich jid na kweil rysh foli as ngeren. As bod yn gynnal lotus meddwl. Ac yr enn mi rŵw chyd fy chweil rys dwi'n i'r alban ap oedd yn slot rys.
Wel, dwi'n siarad crachta, yn ym crachta fy bi. Crachta eisdiach, yn ym crachta rhaen eisdiach. Yn tyliw crachta rhaen eisdiach leis na yrni. Leis na alban. Shannon Rod's lumpser, aren't you?
I'm
Dy fel Gaelic na heren na sasha liomsa.
Fe?
To.
Dod se si e cad yn yw, liab se si e.
Wel si e cari gwyl e hach gysyn. Mae'r ach, na o gawl yw e na.
Cleachter as tolyw. Cleachter as tolyw cleachter.
Si
e, si yn bond. Bon y chwys. I was a little bit of a gol yr en gel...
Si a...
Y sgol pe
o'n... A la fy...
Y mis...
Agus eri.
A ha... Ha... Ha...
Ha... Ha... Ha...
Ha... Yn gael eich fan yna'ch, te gyda... Y nid... Y nis... Cosol o'ch leis yn gael eich... Agus... Cwrdela... Cosol o'ch leis... Yn geilig yn... Yn gael eich meheron.
Mae'n rhan y breth yn nŵan, yn chwneud, pan eich bod ti'n sy'n tachol yw. Breth yn nŵan. Brittany.
O.
Tachol pan eich bod ti'n sy'n yw.
O, ni, ni. Pan
Can you this?
I was a Cymru yn ymwneud Wales.
But I wish Tegel Pert the fallen as in Breton Lua er yn order fel Pert the Breton Shim as Anchovy ach Hanelli Rudder B. Gorish and Gilk Changer Elliot now.
Edder and Gachel. And Tanya Kedden, Kedden McDonald, but not as a Gilk or as a Gaelic. Well, the Edden and yes, Joe.
Glen, no,
search the Brack Gaelic.
Gaelic.
Ha Brack Gaelic, Akum. Hanil Gaelic. Dda ac ym...
O, a Gaelic,
a Brac Gaelic.
A Jo Gaelic ac yn...
A Gaelic agus manan ni... A Gaelic elym fanan... A Gaelic...
A halofan
ni. A Gaelic meheran ni. Y mas glychelio.
Y mas glychelio. Gaelic na gair yn y cyd.
Gaelic pot meheran ac ym...
Dwi'n dweud mi, dy garlic na gera reds na cyr na...
O, hyn i eras.
Ach, yn iawn...
Gera Eden na dyn. Garlic gera Eden.
Ach, yn iawn garlic a nid. Tyg i mi sy'n hwyl y fachol. Ach, yn ymwneud mis garlic yn
gartre.
Na hir. Spelig yw ŵws yn hwyl rŵr dyle hach. Ani mi tyg sy'n sy'n nidir. Ach, mae hyd mi hon y mara, hael ei tisio ni siawn nhw. Ha, yr hadd y bryd nhw. Ach, a nhw'n gwael eir.
Ha, siw se tigsion se gach blas. Gach blas. Alpana, albanach, begnach, na bonus.
Ha, nhw'n gwael eir.
Cydje yn ffoco, begnach, nearly, begnach, no bonus, bonus. Nearly.
Give me a sentence with it.
I can understand Nyaka. Nearly every word.
It's almost whole, what I understand. That's the... Chabur. Nachal mi tigsh na hwle fachgo. I nearly understand everything.
In Irish, they have begnach, they say for nearly. Big knife. And then we got one bonus, which they call bonus. Nearly bonus.
Almost.
Almost.
Yeah. Tegel bonus to hold your fall.
Well, same
understand almost
Preska.
Every word.
So me tegel preska to hold you all. Ha cook pan cafe. Okay. Hey,
she won your in your niche.
As have cafe doof.
Cafe doof.
Doof. Doof. Larger. I larger. I glay larger. And cafe shen glay larger. A good doof friend. Kudjach. Doof kudjach. Treat the shing and grey nis. Adds and grey kudjach. Shen and a garlic is kudjach. Ach, tell me bauer. Ha me glevauer. Gamelaiskel, ha me glevauer.
Vor.
Glevauer. It's the...
Huh?
Okay, tell me guess. Tell me a jittave bauer bonus. Cat, oh, go to my moor and send Shemaine Yindesach. Jaduni Shokai, Yindesach, skin inch. Oh, Ren. As mother me grey, let me tickle ram nach rau grey. Nach rau grey dance, Edwin the lion and Shani and the Swanyachts.
As a skin all you were to bore when you're a meeting.
Oh, she's an ochter. Oh, she's an lager. I glare.
Et va. Oh, et kus.
I glare.
How many mouths?
Et va. I'm well to. I'm well to. Belgium. Belgium. A Gaulish.
Now mouse.
A Gallic.
Paros.
A Gallus. Jenny. How many tensions clever? Ach, Haroan and Sheehan have come to take him to. And, Haroan Blas have come. Haroan Blas
have come.
Han Fokkel Shen as Mannanish as in Gaelic Ellen Bannon, Mannanish hi Gaulish. Gaulish. Olish, Olish, Reeve. Han Olish Reeve. Begnach again and get my reached out. I glare large.
The Simis Mavishan Grey Show Gold Show Sheesna Din, won't you? The Simis Mavishan Grey Show Gold Show Sheesna Din.
Oh, Simis, Simis Grey Show Tickle Gildna Din.
As Mathay, the Simis Grey Vishan Dunyas Munich Din G, Reddy Glass Din Reeswood.
Australian Clash Din Gen. Villain Grey Shaw and Kish the Shaw Tigshant the Gaelic. Villain and Kish the Shaw and Red Shaw Tigshant the Gaelic. But she and Crumman.
Oh, my God, and Mike.
How she and Mike? How Mike? How
Mike? And some gifts pulling down the garlic at her microphone.
Ren Valerie, Jinu Cuse the Copen.
Oh, yeah, Copen.
Oh, the ghost Jinu Image House and on some grass for when you said, because just in the lies that high Image Jinu Veg when you ask.
Well, the Cuse Joe Image has not Dougal Cuse Joe Shim, Lewis and Piadella. As when the image, you
know. Oh, the metal lad, the curry,
Matt, and the image. Here in the door, the nation has... felt the bed next to me. Oh, I'd lost you. I was looking around and I'd lost you. I said, come. I would go around and around.
For the curtains.
They could say, hard work. How short for upper tree.
Kiss the spongot. Well, T
tinderbox is the spongebob. Isle na chinna. Isle as chinna. As gill an isle, na ghoul an isle. Gill na ghoul. Tagil an isle, Hagul a chinna. Well, oh, Cartilion. Men, de, tree, ke, quag, she, shach, hoch, nai, jay. Nen jig, gejig, tree jig, kejig, quig jig, sheet jig, shaft jig, hoft jig, noid jig, feed, nen is feed, deus feed, tree is feed, care is feed, quig is feed, chair is feed, shaft is feed, hoft is feed, noid is feed, died. Nen jig is died, deus jig is died, care jig is died, quig jig is died, sheet jig is died, shaft jig is died, hoft jig is died, noid jig is died, three feed. As a rod vanilla. Kiel, Mara, na Kane. Na Thurka, Mara, Cain, Thurka, Keel, na Aglish.
Aglish.
Keel, Aglish, Kasherik. Oh, Mullion. Bragg. Oh,
Craig.
Oh, Craig.
Yeah.
Kind of the Craig, though. An Elevegas Craig, you know? Craig, there'll be a Craig.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, Rock. Oh, the Rock, yes. That's Carrick.
Oh, na
Craig. Carrick na Craig. Ma. Ma. Na Gort. As well, occasionally, got oh, Marferic.
Marferic.
Oh, Ty, Ty Ewan. Oh, Ty and they, Ty and they. Carson Keel na Coon. Keel na Coon. I've got my glasses.
Cool.
Craig wore no stone, no one can bear me, not though it's a crook, a thumb on the
Oh, yeah, no.
Ons
Humbugs they are. Show me a parson, show me a drone. Living on the fat of the land. Living on the people's money. The same as the drones is living on the bees' honey. Oh, bless you. The use of them? Not the smallest taste in the world, no. Grinding down the honest working man, just so. Sucking the blood out of the poor and needy. And as greedy as greedy. See the tithes. See the fees. And the glebes and all. What's the call for the lick? And their wives going to... That's right. And their wives going to take them for ladies. And their children going sending to college. Like the fuss of the land. Oh, it beats all knowledge. The uprisement of the lick. And fingering with their pianos, them that should be singing their hosannas to the King of David, constant. Clap them in the pulpit, dear. What can they do? Oh, come down the stairs. Come down the stair. And don't be disgracing yourself that way. That's what I've been thinking many a time. I'll let a preacher take his turn. A local eye. Just try him. Oh, give your people a chance to get salvation. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. That's the style. And the presumption. Pouring out all over his body. Perspiration, rather. See the... Oh, there's a small print.
That's all, didn't I? I don't remember that in it,
though. I don't remember that.
Oh, well,
I know the over there. Oh, we missed all that out, don't we? Come on, we go down there.
In brackets, is it?
It's in brackets.
You can't be married without your
hand. Oh, but that goes right down there. You can't... Oh, I can't see it.
Yeah, what's this other light?
You shoot that one.
Third, wasn't it?
Yeah, the light. But yeah, there you are.
Oh,
there.
Now you're right. Now you can get the bit that isn't there in.
You can't... This is what it is. You can't be married without a parson. Can't I, though? Can't I, Master Crow? Give me the chance. I'm a married man with a family coming. But if it pleased the Lord to take Mrs. Crea, do you think there's not a woman would refuse to go with me before the High Bailiff down at Castletown and get a slick of matinery put upon her? Money, 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 every turn. Money, money, pay or burn. And where does it come from? I said it before and I said it again. Out of the sweat of the working man. Oh, these priests, these priests, these priests. Down with them, I say, the brute beasts. Has more sense to lull us that's willing to play blackmail to a lot of rascals to a pack of...
Oh, oh, good evening, Parson Gale. Good evening, sir. Good evening. Step up, sir.
Make room. Make room for our respected vicar. And may I presume to ask how is Mrs. Gale, sir, and the family? Does the weather again? Rather damp, I dare say. And the governor's got knighted. I'm delighted to see you, sir. Delighted, delighted. Nor, isn't it?
The
Manx word for devil is a jowl. The Manx word for devil is jowl.
No.
Jowl, J-O-W-L. Thou ever heard the tale of old Bobby Bob? And
old
his woman, Margaret
Ann.
She used to call him an awkward big slob of the butter sliver of his hand. And bless me soul, the fuss she'd make if he slayed it with a sum on a soda cake. Bobby Bob, thou slob, she bawled. Wherever was thou brought up at all? But Bobby seldom answered her back, but ate away till his lips would smack. Don't make a noise like the mucking when thou eat, and put thy skittin' down on thy plate. But Bobby answered that soft and slow, I'm pouring it down where it's meant to go. Now Bobby, he wasn't a bad soul at all, but mighty fond of the drop for all. But they're saying it was her constant nagging and frowning that sent Bobby to town, his troubles to drown. Then herself would be on his track to give him cur day when he'd come back. But that's where Margaret Falk was stuck, just like the water on the wing of a duck. So the next time Bobby went to town, herself with a friggin' prowled around and worked herself all into a finch. I'll cure the old rascal of rum, she said, and then made off for the Dollock Bridge and waited there for Bobby to come. But he hadn't to wait for long. Yonder was Bobby coming strong for the narrow bridge, tacking his way, just like a ship in a heavy sea. I'll give me old Bobby Bob what for, though. And she threw a white sheet over her head and went to meet him with a scream before he was halfway over the stream. Bobby Cowell, come thou with me, for I'm the jowl. Deed thou, says Bobby, and blinks and leers. Reckon? No fears. I've lived with his sister for 40 years.
I like it at the moment because we've been getting brainwashed for some time over this church unity business. And I think John Noah had the answer to it.
Mm.
Neddy the local was a neighbour of mine. And a fine man too. Almighty fine. With a quiet, sort of contented look that he seemed to get from the good owl book. as fine a man in wind and arm as ever worked on any farm. And the lungs that was at him, you'd hear him pray, or maybe a couple of fields away. And though on 6 days hard at work, the Sabbath plan he'd never shirk. Even though it sent him many a mile, he'd always foot it with a smile. One Sunday, drawing from the well, I heard a shout come from me neighbour. Sabbath breakers is bound for hell! 6 days only shalt thou labour. Ned, I said, the Lord made water first for to quench man's thirst, and when a man is dry he'll drink. And then when thou come to think, these church ones aren't all that strict. Oh, Ned, me boy, that's where thou'lt lit. Says Ned, thou needn't be mocking. Thou'd had 6 days to fill thy crocking. Church ones, them and their capers bowing and scraping with their candles and tapers. What sort of Christians is them, think you? And them kirk ones are singing their psalms in rhyme as if an organ in church was a crime. It's saying to make a cheerful noise. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice, rejoice again, it's saying. Rejoice. Oh, there's church ones and kirk ones and ranthers and shakers. There's Romans, Baptists, Calvinists and Quakers. Aye, there's Christians and Christians. But where's the call for all them different churches for all? Oh, tit, put every one of them on the plan and make them good sound Wesleyan.
And darkness shall cover the land and gross darkness the people. And he says, I was praying about this text, he says, and the inspiration come to me, he says, about the meaning of this. He says, you've all heard of darkness, he says, is when you go out and you can't see your fist in front of your face. He says, but gross darkness will cover the people. That's 144 times as dark.
I was thinking about that when I was reading the Bible, and I was in American London, in Ireland, he was touring, you see, and he hired a car, and he stopped in his village, and he saw a single... He had a line, you see, down one side, so he wanted to make sure that he, in case he contravened the traffic regulations, you see, and he called these Irish fellows over and he said, what does that signify, he said to the other one. Oh, he said, you mean, sir, he said, that you can't park your car there at all, he said, you see. Oh, he said, thank you very much. So he went on with it, and there were two yellow lines, you see. Oh, he said, well, what are the two that I said, you mean you can't park your car there at all, it's all
easy. You had a jolly good tuck in, you know, so the waiter came along, said, I'm awfully sorry, sir, I forgot your serviette. He says, all right, master, I couldn't eat another thing because I'm full up to here.
he's supposed to be going to South Africa. And he'd all arranged beforehand by letter that there was a fella coming to meet him and take him up to the farm where they, and they were going to let us stay on this farm. And he got alongside and it suddenly dawned on him, it was 30 years since he'd seen the fella. What change would there be? And he saw all these faces down below me. What on earth am I going to do? He had an inspiration. And the fellow was from, they were both from Peel originally, this chap that was on the trip and the fellow who was meeting him. So he cupped his hands and he shouted, are you a beer, yes sir? Ah, yes, yes sir. Here we are. Yes sir, he would be confined. Are you a beer, yes sir? And that got him. Another similar one was told that there's another case on board ship, and they, you know how you get to know there's a passenger from here and a passenger from there and a passenger from somewhere else. Supposed to be, anyway, according to the books, I've never done this sort of travelling. Anyway, here was a Manx fella, and according to the rumour, there was another Manx fella somewhere. So he's looking around, that fella doesn't look Manx, and that person doesn't look at, no, there's not, I couldn't make out there. But all of a sudden the voice, everybody said, will you pass the salt, please? Thank you for the mustard, and have you had enough? So and 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 so. A voice comes out and says, salt! That was him. No.
You haven't?
No.
Well, I'll tell you about
good.
It. You just tell this friend and he won't feel too good. In fact, he won't even middling. Oh, Bork, says the friend. If I was feeling like that, I'd be doing something about it. Would you, says he? Indeed, I would. So the next day, he thought to himself, well, perhaps I'd better do something about it. And off he goes to the doctor. Sometime later, they meet again. Well, how are you feeling today? Yes, sir, says the friend. How am I feeling today, says Thomas? Well, I'll just tell you. I took your advice, and I went to see one of them specialists. And after I waited a couple of hours, me turn come. And this is what happened. Good evening, says he to me. Good evening, sir, says I. What's your trouble, says he to me. What's me trouble, says I. It's a little bit of trouble in me chest. A little bit of trouble in your chest, says he. Yes, says I. Oh, indeed, says he. Yes, says I. Well, is it the cigarettes that you're smoking, says he to me. No, says I, it isn't. It isn't, says he. No, says I, it's the pipe that I'm smoking, man. Oh, indeed, says he. Yes, says I. Well, have you ever tried sucking dry sweets, says he to me. No, says I haven't. Well, I would advise you to, says he. Oh, would you though, says I. For I'm still smoking.
Complained to her husband that her legs were sore. So he said, well, I think you'd better go into Douglas, he says, and see one of them there specialist fellas. He says, I'm hearing that Corrigal fellow is middling good. So she goes in and she sees that Corrigal fellow, you see. And she comes home again. And the husband says, well, what did he do for you? Well, she says, he gave me a box of little white pills. And I'm to take one of these 3 times a day after food. Oh, I says he. But what did he say was wrong with you for all? Well, you see, I can't quite remember. But it was some sort of a Manx disease, he said, I'd got. A Manx disease? Yes, you might have had a Manx name, anyway. She thought for a minute or two and she said, I remember. He said it was Farragut's veins.
Used to play chums with Alaric and he used to take a story out of the Bible and tell it in his own words and that kind of thing. And this time he got on to Samson and slaying the Philistines. He slayed his thousands and he was slaying them with the jawbone of an ass. So he got up in the pulpit and he was given this story and he got on middle until he got to Samson killing all these Philistines with the jawbone of an ass. And he said, well, you know, I got to believe that he did because it's in the Bible, but I was wondering in my own mind how on earth he could manage to slay thousands of people with the jawbone of an ass. I wouldn't have thought it would last out that long. But anyway, he said, I prayed about it and this is what came to me. I don't think he took the jawbone out of the ass at all. I think He took the ass by his hind leg and slew him round. He was very strong, you know.
He used to be very original, wasn't he? A fellow down at Foxhale was trying to make his point, he says, it's as true as I stand in this pulpit, and it's as true. Take a butterfly in your hand, it's a beautiful thing to look at. But squash it in your hand, there's a scum on it for all that. Another fellow was in the pulpit, he said, I am the good shepherd, I am the good shepherd I am. He couldn't get any further, the voice from Max said, oh, come on down and be one of the sheep.
Twice removed of my, well, cousin of my father's really called Joe Boyd, lived in Peel.
Oh, yes.
And he was a great local. And for years he'd been invited to preach on a particular Sunday in the year at this chapel. And the year came round and he didn't get the expected invitation. And he was put out at this. And the next year Joe didn't get invited either. But the next year, he got invited as he always had been in the past. So he goes along to the church and he takes as his text a verse, I forget where it's from, but it's from the Old Testament somewhere that goes, and there arose a generation who knew not Joseph. Leslie referring to the other story told about Joe was apparently in his own church, his own chapel. He was only a very short man, you see, he used to have a little box that he stood on in the pulpit. But he went to some other chapel, and when he got up in the pulpit, all you could see was a tiny bit at the top of his bald head, and his text was, "'Tis I, be not afraid."
And they christened him Apple Dumpling. I wouldn't be surprised.
His father was known as the Dunya Beg.
They all
were very, very small.
Yeah.
But my word, they made up for it in quick wit.
He was a
brilliant.
Yeah.
All character interest in you. Drunk as the Lord, and they used to close at 9 o'clock, but as far as I know they still do, you see, and turning out time, you see, and he lived at the top of a street called Lord Street, you see, and he always used to stagger out to the minor for a motel, you see, on Friday, Saturday night, you see, topped off. He was coming out this particular Saturday night, and just hanging on to the railings and making his head, and who came out to the Baptist Chapel manse, but the very saintly old gentleman by the name of Reverend Gwynhelyn Thomas. I'm doing quite well, his son was in school one time. And the most kindly old fellow, you see. And he was going, you see, as a supply, so he was probably going to catch the bus, you see. So he crossed the road, he saw all the humorists, you see, staggering away like this up the side of the road, you see. And he put his hand in his shoulder and shook his head, he said, "Drunk again, humorists," he said. "Ah, and me too, Mr. Thomas."
So beyond the Ballacombe's genuine London shiny hair, Carlulianu ic siacan troll tacan, be the hosnish them I game ac yn y jac. Fe di yn glen rach yn gyrwch na sefech yn genw yn sirach yn sien I hen. Cadwlian o eich siach yn the hosnish them I gym ac yn y sian. Fe di yn y creg yn cywn ysfaniac, genw yn ffyrin yn sian. sgwrdd a hamsyn cwyd yn wyndri yn beddi yn
more of us.
owners to that. This is really the tune. The name of the tune is Drogh Bray. There's but two. Because the correct tune to William Dole is another one.
Yes. Oh, boy. Koyen a kevri shans vushlen a po An seget ne elet ne ans ken ya mo Sam prouf hag as yulas ben a minna a di As the meshel ya mo on ta bri an in bri Fao lau ye shene Ito ya na kshiro Fao gort sam don ye se As don ye kreina As ye dhag e lalvai harrau shin riu ski Nish the veshil yam don ta brise nin gri Fao lau ye shene yerla As sulio shakoi The shen hath